Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ryan Giordano. We have two special guests today, a company called Inspire Through Flowers, Ellen Mink and Marilyn Madden. The ladies are going to tell you about a program that you will find hard to believe but true. I know that you probably heard that before, but these wonderful ladies are here today to tell their story. Ladies, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Glad to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Ellen, let's tell the folks about Inspire Through Flowers.
Inspire Through Flowers was started in January of 2020 with three co-founders. I'm a co-founder with two other gals, Christine Costello and Catherine Palabos. And we believed that it was important to bring kindness to others with the gift of flowers. And we went and knocked on doors, and we got repurposed flowers from florists and places like that, Mariano's, Costco's, places like that, and they
Now, let me interrupt for a minute. These are flowers they're going to actually throw away, correct?
Correct. These are flowers that they can no longer use because the time has expired that they can have it for 2 weeks. Most flowers have to last at least 2 weeks. And so we get them from wholesalers that all believe in the mission. We all love flowers, and that's why we decided flowers was the best way to go. And this was a great way to help make a difference. We utilize the flowers that were going to go to the landfills. And so when you see these beautiful flowers that we can do, that people can have, it just makes their whole day, it changes somebody's day so emphatically that we are thrilled to be part
and
of
let
it.
Let me add one thing. The ladies brought several beautiful flowers today that are absolutely gorgeous. I mean, the arrangements are out of this world. I think they should be working for a floral company because they're so awesome.
We appreciate the
yes, we do.
But we compost everything. We're a green organization, so everything that we do is composted. We believe in the future of reusing things. So we reuse rubber bands. We reuse cellophane. We reuse ribbons. So we are an organization that honors staff in hospitals and in nursing homes. We do veterans facilities. We do first responders. We've done police and fire, Meals on Wheels, you name it, we have done it.
Well, I was going to ask you, basically, what is your mission?
The mission is to bring happiness to those in need, the people who need a lift. And that's really what we are trying to do all over, especially we live in extraordinary times today. So just to bring a little bit of happiness into somebody's life makes a tremendous difference.
Yeah, I've had someone come up to me, and it's been a lot, to say, you know, thank you so much for doing this. You have no idea how much I needed this today. And I'll tell them, we just want to remind people that they're appreciated.
You know, Marilyn, when I bring one of these bouquets home, my wife is going to say, what did you do wrong? Or she's going to say, wow, what happened to you today? You know, what's going on here? But they are beautiful. Where are your locations, ladies?
We have two locations. Our first location was started in Evanston at the Levy Center in the city of Evanston at 300 Dodge Avenue in Evanston. And we had such an overflow for people who wanted to do it in the suburbs. And we live closer to the suburban areas of Northbrook, Glenview, Long Grove, Wheeling. So we went one day and we said, we'll have to try and find a way to get space somewhere. So we went, knocked on a lot of doors, and some people said yes, some people said no, it wasn't big enough, we didn't have water, we didn't have bathrooms. But we were able to get AMVETS, the American Veterans. We're very big supporters of the veterans because we really believe that veterans need as much help as they can get. And we work out of the AMVETS in Evanston every week. They really? Give us space on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And they're just amazing people. And we also help them. We support them by giving them flowers for the cadets when they have them. They have Thanksgiving dinners and things like that for them, and we support the veterans there.
Well, you know, we have nothing like this in McHenry County. If someone wanted to get started and do what you ladies are doing, how would they go about getting started? Would they contact you to get some information, get some directions?
I think they could do that. I mean, they certainly could do that. InspireThroughFlowers.org is our website. They would contact us on a contact response sheet. It'll say, do you want to be a volunteer? Do you want to donate something? And if they want to learn more about us, we'll be happy to talk to them and help them in whatever they
can
do.
Let's give them that website one more time, Ellen.
It's InspireThroughFlowers.org.
So if you folks out there are interested, this is something you can do to help, as Ellen said, with a lot of different organizations that are in need. And maybe the ladies get together, because that's what you've done. A bunch of ladies have gotten together to create these wonderful bouquets. That's awesome.
Each group now, we have about 100 volunteers right now. We had a little segment on WGN. We got another 8 people that way. But we love volunteers, because volunteers are the lifeblood of any organization. And we encourage volunteers to participate in doing all the aspects of what they can do in flowers. So people learn how to clean flowers. People learn how to make flowers into bouquets. And people go on deliveries. And if I could tell you that a delivery is worth 1,000 words, because it makes your heart sing.
Well, I was going to ask you, how does a person volunteer with your organization?
It's very easy. Like, we have the website. We also have a Facebook page. Some people come across our Facebook page, and that basically shows every week that week's delivery. There'll be pictures and a little information. They could contact us either way if they wanted to come and just try it for a day, see what we do, see if it's something they think maybe they'd be able to get started with. We'd be glad to help them any way we could, because we believe you can't have too many organizations like this.
Well, and volunteers shift and move. We have some volunteers that came one day just to check it out, and now they come Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday because they love it so much.
Okay.
It's an opportunity to meet people who also believe flowers are awesome and they make a big difference. We have so many floral donors that we couldn't do this without them.
Yeah.
So the floral donors really, they've been so generous. They make it happen every single week. We can tell you who they are if you want.
Sure. But we're going to pause for a minute to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And we're talking with Ellen and Marilyn, who are the folks with Inspire Through Flowers that have a heck of a program going on. Can a person request a delivery?
We try to deliver to many locations, and they can certainly request a delivery. If it's in our satellite, we'll certainly be able to take it on. We don't know when we can fit it in. We have a lot of people that want deliveries, but we're always interested in helping.
Now, Ellen, is this correct? You make between 60 and 80 bouquets a week?
Yes, that is true. Each location actually does that.
Yeah.
So we have 2 locations. We combine our locations together when we have to do a big delivery, like if we're going to Rush or we're going to a big hospital
Evanston Hospital.
150 bouquets. We'll bring ours, they'll bring theirs, we'll meet together and we'll do it. But honestly, we have just hit our 24,000th bouquet in 3.5 years. So
wow,
it's quite a milestone.
Holy mackerel. Yeah. That's quite a feat. Congratulations,
and
ladies.
See,
good for you.
You see what we bring. I mean, we bring these beautiful, gorgeous bouquets. But I think the biggest thing that people really have to understand is that when we bring these bouquets, we bring value to what their work is. We want the people who cook in nursing homes.
Oh,
we
absolutely
want the people who clean in these nursing homes and in hospitals, because those are the people in the ground floor that never get recognized. And this is a great way for them to get recognized.
So to our listeners out there, if you want to participate and help out and start a program, these are the ladies to contact to help get that program going. I see that you do get floral arrangements from, flowers, I should say, from grocery stores and florists and garden clubs and what have you. But how about your floral donors? Let's talk about them for a minute. We should recognize them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, our floral donors are Bill Doran, Costco, the Fresh Market in Wilmette, the Grand Food Center, KD and Company, Kennecott Floral, LD Trading, Mariano's, Native Floral, and Sunset Foods. We delivered to a school once, and the gal says to me, oh, my dad's not on this, like, card that has all the floral donors. I said, maybe he's not a floral donor. So she said, I am going to call my dad right now, and I'm going to send him a picture of what you just gave me, and that's how we got to Kennicott Brothers. Okay,
oh,
so
good for you.
We accept donations of flowers. We try to do weddings as long as they're close by, and somebody can either drop it off to us because we don't have the manpower to go pick up at midnight in a location downtown. But we're happy to do that if somebody wants to drop them off.
I'd like to point out, too, that the flowers that the ladies brought today, when you think about flowers that people don't no longer want or they're going to get rid of them, these flowers look gorgeous. They look like they're a fresh bouquet of flowers you buy in the store. I mean, that's how nice they look. So don't be fooled by because they're flowers someone doesn't need anymore. They really do look nice. How about we talk about where you deliver these flowers and tell the folks about that, Ellen?
We deliver to hospitals. We deliver to every major hospital in the city. We deliver to nursing homes. Veterans facilities are really big on our list. Teachers, we started to do teachers last year because we know that teachers now have to do more with less, and they need a lift every day as well. Police and fire, we do every area that we are associated with in our communities. We do women's shelters that are in our communities and in our reach. We've done an event with St. Joseph's Hospital in Chicago where they had their associates and staffers and doctors and nurses make bouquets in ball jars, and we brought them to Meals on Wheels. And they were delivered with Meals on Wheels with their hot food on the holiday. And that was such a blessing for everybody. But we also do the parade in Wheeling because we work out of the AmVets in Wheeling.
Yeah.
And we do the parade every year on Memorial Day.
Well, for our listeners out there, including those that are in organizations like hospitals or whatever, you may want to contact these folks because this is something that McHenry County can certainly use. This Inspired by Flowers is an organization that can be well-suited in McHenry County for the veterans and the hospitals and all the things you're doing right now in other areas. We certainly can use it here, ladies.
That'd be great.
Well, if I could just interject, one of the most emotional deliveries I was ever on was after the July 4th tragedy in Highland Park.
Okay.
We delivered to the emergency room staff, and there were doctors that came out and cried because they couldn't believe, you know, because they had been through such a horrible time for, you know, 24, 48 hours, that they said, this is like the first time I've had a chance to think about something other than, is this person going to live or die? And it really left an impact on me personally as to, wow, this is really a good thing to do. So we have, every now and then, we'll have one like that with the Wheeling Police Department. Same thing. They had a tragedy with one of their officers, and they said, "This, you couldn't have come at a better time. We need this."
So at one of our biggest, our first deliveries, we went to Mary and Elizabeth Hospital in Chicago, and we were outside because it was during the pandemic, During the pandemic, nobody wanted us to work out of anywhere. So we worked out of our garages, and we popped up tables, and people were in, like,
winter coats
and gloves. And we made these bouquets, and we brought them to St. Mary and Elizabeth Hospital, and the charge nurse came out, and she said, I took my flowers home, and every time I looked at them, I thought there were other people out there that I thought liked us and wanted to see us. And it really, really touched my heart. And, you know, we felt very much appreciated. And she said she had worked 16 hours. And this was the best thing that had happened to her because she knew there were other people out there that cared. So,
you know, I think, ladies, you should change the name of your organization. It should be Angels with Flowers because what you're doing really is truly magnificent. I mean, you have to be an angel to bring, warm felt hope and thoughtfulness to those folks getting the flowers and giving them a little bit of joy in their hearts and their lives. That's very, very important, especially in today's world.
Well, we're funded by donations. We survive on donations. The flowers are donated, but we have expenses as a 501c3 organization. We depend on cash donations as well. Every dollar that's donated goes directly to the cost of the mission and expanding our outreach of delivery sites. And you can be part of the mission with a small donation. It could be $5, $10, or purchasing items from our Amazon wish list, because we always need paper towels. We always need tissue paper, things that are easy that we can get. And anybody that wants to drop off ribbon or vases or anything that could be usable for us to use on a delivery, we're happy to take. Our website, again, is inspirethroughflowers.org, and we hope to hear from everybody. And
is there an address if someone wants to ship something to you that they can send to Ellen?
Yeah, they can send to either location. They can send it to 700 McHenry Road. That's our location in the Ambetz, and they take in, like, people drop off vases there, and they know who we are now, so they just bring it downstairs for us when we're ready
to
work.
So the full address is 700 McHenry Road.
In Wheeling, Illinois.
Okay, and it addresses to Inspire Through Flowers.
In care of Ambetz, American Veterans. Ambetz.
Okay. Let's go through it one more time. Give the address and care of so people can write it down.
Okay, it's Inspire Through Flowers. And it's Amvets, A-M-V-E-T-S, 700 McHenry Road in Wheeling, Illinois.
Thank you.
60047, I believe it is.
Now, you had a note here about the charge nurse. You want to tell me about that?
I think that the director of Meals on Wheels, I think, is even better. She wrote, "Hi, Inspire Through Flowers. Thank you and your team of floral magicians that made a lot of people happy here the other day. Thank you for your kindness. You and your organization do wonderful things." And she was the director of the Meals on Wheels in our facility.
That's awesome. I know you have notes from a teacher too, correct?
Yeah. A teacher, teachers love us, okay? They actually try to come during the summertime and donate their time because they're off for the 2 months in the summer. And she wrote, "Dear everyone at Inspire Through Flowers, thank you so much for brightening my life with the beautiful and generous gift of flowers and heartfelt messages. It's been rough at work and at home these past few months. Your kindness and love meant so very much to me and my coworkers. Each and every bouquet was gorgeous. Thank you for recognizing our profession, volunteering your time, and for reminding us that the world can be a loving place."
That's awesome. Absolutely awesome. So, I'm a brand new person, and I show up. I know nothing about bouquets. What do I do? Where do I go? What happens?
That's okay. I can tell you my experience. When I first started, I was the same way. I knew nothing about, I knew I liked flowers, but arranging, and I was like, no.
So Ella didn't yell at you though, right?
No, she did not. Okay. What she did, I had a friend with me. She put us at a table and said, "You are going to be in charge of hydrangeas."
Okay, great.
I'm like, okay, what are we doing with them? So she said, "Here, the little brown leaves, if you can snip those off, and very important, when you're done, before you put them in the water, you have to dip them in alum so they'll stay." I think I probably cleaned in the first couple of months 5,000 hydrangeas. It's like, that's all I did. I tell you, I'd never use hydrangeas now. But you start small. You do what you can. You know, we clean the flowers so they're ready to be put in bouquets. You can do that. We have people that just come on later on Thursday to help clean up.
Yeah.
So after you serve your apprenticeship, okay.
Yeah, you get promoted.
What did you move up to?
You get promoted to cleaning other flowers and actually starting to make bouquets. And we have some really talented volunteers. So they're the ones I kind of watch and try to learn from. Everybody brings a different style, which is great. You don't want them all to look identical. They're all individual. And it just, you know, you feel like you've accomplished something when you're finished and you look at that and say, boy, I would like somebody to give that to me.
Right.
Then you know you've made a good one.
And we try to put volunteers that come with other volunteers at a table. Yeah. And we try to have everybody in the group go up to that table and introduce themselves to that that new volunteer so that they feel that it's like a community. I know our group, we feel like we're a family. Mm-hmm. And I believe that most people in our group call on each other like we're a family. So, yeah. But we have actually a veteran, Ray. Ray, and Rod, actually, that come and play for us on Wednesdays as we make bouquets. They inspire us.
What do they play, Ellen?
They play Americana songs, and I know that when we get to God Bless America, they're going home.
Yeah.
So, is this guitar?
Yes, they have. And if you play guitar, they're going to beg you to come.
Come play.
So anybody that plays guitar, you're welcome to come. Ray's looking for more partners, yeah. And we're looking to help.
So going back to Maryland for a minute, so how long did you serve your apprenticeship in Maryland?
I don't know, maybe
a couple of months.
Couple months. Yeah.
Wow, they just had you on that, had you locked down at that table, huh?
Well, yeah. And then she came Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. She yeah. always comes to help, and it's wonderful. So.
Yeah, it's a wonderful group of ladies. It really is. Everybody likes each other. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no animosity. There's no bickering. A lot of us volunteers, I can say, we get together and do stuff outside of flowers.
And we do a thing we did last year. Everybody wanted to do something, so we decided we're going to go sunflower picking. And we have a volunteer that is head of our entertainment.
Okay.
And we said, okay, I'll put you on it. And she went and she researched it, and we went to a sunflower place up in Wisconsin, right over the border, and we all were sitting there with tons of sunflowers coming home. It was great. It was a lot of fun. So
yeah. When that happened, was Marilyn with you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Was she still dipping at that time?
No, I had been promoted by then. Wow.
She got promoted very quickly because we really needed a lot of help.
So her nickname now is the Dipper, right?
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, okay. Just call me the Dipper.
So when you got all these sunflowers, you would take a portion of it with the stem so you can put it in your bouquets?
No. Yeah. We
actually, we take them home.
Those were
those
like
are,
a,
for us.
An activity for us to do. So we took them home. But we usually put sunflowers in here, but they're just not sunflower time.
So if you're a volunteer, how do you earn your shirt?
Well, you clean a lot of flowers first. You clean a lot of flowers first, then you graduate, okay, to making the bouquets, and then when you graduate to going on a delivery.
Yeah. Does anybody or any volunteer have a particular favorite arrangement that they like to make or they've made?
They have some that you can tell sometimes who made it by the style.
Yes.
Okay.
Not necessarily the same flowers, but you'll see, you know, the height or the dimensions, and you can kind of say, oh, I know who made that one. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, it's just they go around the tables of flowers and pick them as they go and put them into a bouquet, and it's whatever calls them.
That can be kind of dangerous. Like, I know who made that bouquet. So is that good or bad? I mean, you know, like, oh, yeah.
Stella
made that bouquet, right?
It's usually good.
It's always good. And, you know, we don't want anybody to feel that their bouquet is not good enough. But what we want to do is educate them to be able to make it better in the future. So, but every bouquet, everybody loves. I mean, when we get to the last bouquet, they're willing to take anything, okay, because we've been to places where all of a sudden we had a mad rush,
yeah.
and we're out of flowers, and the other half of the people didn't come yet, so we make a second delivery the next week and try and catch that other group.
So when you get the flowers, I should ask, do you have a place to keep them cool, or how do you store them?
We store them in buckets of water overnight. That's one of the reasons that we're limited as far as weddings and things like that, because we have no place to keep them
right.
where they'll last. They've got to last from Tuesday to Thursday.
Okay.
And we only deliver on Thursdays.
Yes.
So we clean the bouquet, we clean the flowers. Sometimes we get a lot of compost. Okay, so some people give us all the flowers that they have. Even if they're not that great, we take them. We compost them because we want to be green, and we believe in helping the planet. Sure. So, and we're gonna get everybody on board with composting. So.
Well, you know what's nice about this is that when you lay your head down at night to go to sleep, you can think about all the good things you did that day, mm-hmm. all the people that you made feel a little bit better, the happiness you brought to all these different organizations, the hospitals, the doctors, and firefighters and policemen. Mm-hmm. I mean, that in itself has got to bring joy to your heart.
Well, it does, because a lot of us are retired, so we're available every day. And I know me personally, it's good for me to have something that I love so much to do, because I know myself, I could easily become a couch potato, and that's no good.
I was going to ask Ellen about that. Are you able to control her?
Just sometimes. But I think the key here is, like, our group is, and both groups have a lot of retirees, but we have a lot of people that work, okay,
yeah,
still,
do.
And take off Wednesday and Thursdays to help the mission, which blows my mind because, you know, Saturday, Sunday, you know, you would think they didn't want to have to work.
Sure.
So.
Well, I want to remind everybody that you're listening to Ellen and Marilyn from Inspire Through Flowers, who joined us today. If you'd like to volunteer, they've given their website address. And if you'd like to start an organization such as that in McHenry County, Ellen and Marilyn would be more than happy to give you the information on how to get it going, how to get it started, and do the same things that they're doing. So we want to thank them for being here today. And you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com and contact us for the show around town. And ladies, it's been awesome. Thank you so much for the flowers. Thank you so much for your time. And the very best of luck to you.
Thank you
very
much.
Thank you for having
us.
Yes. It's been great.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.